A couple of areas that will be shaken up: the environment, education, the economy, and of course housing. So let's work our way through them. As far as education is concerned, that's in for big change. Free study, for example, is coming. Peter O'Connor, Professor of Education at Auckland University, is with us. Peter, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Free tertiary study, national standards are gone, charter schools stay but sort of get messed with a little bit. All of this good as far as you're concerned?
It depends on your political view, but you're right, Mike, this is sea change for education. It's going to have the biggest shake-up in 9 years, really.
Now, national standards, is that one of those that depends on what side you're on, or is that a good thing for education, do you think?
Well, the evidence is clear. It hasn't made the difference that the previous government wanted. It's narrowed the curriculum. It's angered the teacher unions. I think it's a good thing they're gone.
What about free tertiary study? Doesn't that involve a whole bunch of 18, 19-year-olds turning up going, I'll discover myself free of charge for a year?
Well, I think there's a lot of concern in the tertiary sector exactly what it means. Does it mean there's going to be a huge influx of students next year? How does that impact on funding? What exactly it means is something yet to be worked through, I think.
And the charter schools do stay, though, don't they? They won't be called charter schools, obviously, but it looks like Labor's backed down a little bit on that in the last year or so.
No, I think they're gone, and I think they're gone for a number of reasons. My understanding listening to Willie Jackson over the weekend was that they're gone. That special character schools will be reintroduced, which is something that they always had. But the legislation, the process, all that, I think, is now history.
A big change is coming. Pete, appreciate your time.